Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to a rather special Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, the fellow with the great hair, Andy Goldstein. And I say special because usually we dip in and out of lots of shows, which we'll be doing. But as you would imagine, on the day where Pochettino was sacked and Jose took over, this podcast is just about Tottenham Hotspur. So if you're a Tottenham fan, of course you want to listen to it. And if you're not, you just want to laugh, then you'll probably want to listen to it as well. In this show, we have Paul Hawksby, Spurs fan, Paul Jiggins, don't know, Trevor Sinclair, Glenn Johnson, Ashley Cole, my goodness, some great names here, Harry Redknapp, Terry Gibson, Clive Allen, Graham Roberts, and Tom Cruise. I lied about the last one. So sit back and relax with some fantastic moments and people talking with words coming out of their mouth about Spurs, Pochettino, and Mopo, and Poch, and Jose, and Mourinho, and lots of Spurs goodness.
For me, it's an absolute honour to be a head coach of such a big club. I am very happy to be here.
There goes the whistle. Spurs' first win at Stamford Bridge since 1990.
And I think he's going to win trophies for Tottenham Hotspur Football Club.
It's a new, different challenge. And of course, now we are so happy to start the season in our new home.
You know, he's done such great things.
Tottenham make it through on away goals. And they make it through to their first ever European Cup final. It's Tottenham Liverpool in Madrid on June the 3rd.
It's a difficult start to the season for them because of all of the transfer uncertainty surrounding so many players.
Got Lo Celso there, which, let's be honest, £51 million, mate. Are we seriously on that? £51 million. And he dragged it, and he dragged it like he's dragged through every final.
I mean, I suppose it's inevitable, but that will be Spurs' heaviest European defeat on home soil. It's finished here, Spurs 2, Bayern Munich 7, and what a lesson Spurs have received here tonight.
We struggled a little bit. In our confidence, we drop a lot in our confidence.
We don't have that culture at Spurs, not in the player, and by the way, neither in the manager, because he's won nothing in his career either.
Scott blows the whistle. Boos from the Spurs fans.
None of this needed to happen with the right support. I mean, he'd basically sucked the joy. The chairman had sucked the joy out of the job for a manager that couldn't have been more enthusiastic. In the end, it wasn't going anywhere. It was a pretty loveless marriage. And Pochettino, it sounds like he was kind of moping around the training ground. He'd lost his enthusiasm. I don't blame him for that, because I think, say, that had been sucked out of him by what had gone on over the summer. He felt this was a time to back him. As I said, you look at Liverpool as a blueprint and look how they've worked with Klopp. They've churned the squad. They've done all the things that Tottenham should have done, but it's a different mentality upstairs.
I really feel like Pochettino's got the best deal out of this situation, yeah. And I really worry sort of for Tottenham in this circumstance. I think that some of it may be down to Levy's ego. The rumours, you know, reports that, or it's widely known, I should say, that he wanted Mourinho in 2007. But I think the Mourinho he chased in 2007, it's not Mourinho he may be getting in 2019.
Results have been poor this season. If you look at it, you know, he's right down there, nowhere near where you would expect Tottenham to be. And especially after last season, getting to the Champions League final, you look a little bit deeper and there's been problems, as we've spoke about on this show, at Tottenham, in the dressing room, with players running down contracts, the relationship they've got with Daniel Levy. Is he happy? Now, you have to look at Mauricio and think, right, they've got rid of him, but he's walking away with £12 million. And a lot of people say, oh, it's been out of order, the players have, you know, down tools. But for me, I think he's kind of almost, it's one of them where, well, the players are not doing it for me, I'll get looked after and I'll find another club. So I think it had to come to an end because it weren't good enough.
I was surprised, Alan, I must be honest. But you know what's happened? They've looked at the situation, haven't they, Daniel and Joe Lewis? They've got to have Champions League football next year. That stadium now, the training ground, everything they've piled into the club. They're thinking, hang on, this is, you know, it's looking very, very dodgy at the moment. So they've obviously pushed a panic button and gone and made the change. But and I knew last night, as soon as I heard he'd gone, people sat me, I wonder who I knew they'd have had somebody. They'd have been talking to somebody for the last week or two behind the scenes, meeting after meeting in privacy.
You reckon that was... Because, Harry, I think you've gone on record now saying that they'd spoken to Ancelotti before. You got the old tic-tac when they give you the dreaded word.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Yeah, I knew, you know, and one or two other managers as well. So, I mean, that's how they do it. I mean, they're not going to walk in today... You know, they've got a game at the weekend and suddenly go, oh, we've sacked him right now. Let's have a look. Who can we go for now? Yeah. You know, they're not working that way, Alan. I knew they'd have had somebody in place. But you know what I think now? With Pochettino going from Tottenham, there'll be one or two managers waking up this morning in the Premier League thinking, oh, my God, this ain't too clever.
Including maybe Ollie.
Will be very excited this morning thinking, hang on, is there any way we could get him in here? What a signing he'd be for our club. So... I think it's going to be, there'll be one or two things going on the next week or two.
Harry, do you know something? I couldn't agree with you more, but the fact of the matter is, I'm looking at Pochettino and just his body language. I just think the last 6 weeks, Harry, he's looked kind of tired. He's not maybe had the same zest, enthusiasm that we've seen from him in the past.
Yeah.
Do you not think it'd maybe been...
Daddy, you know, when you're losing, that can, you know, you go home, it knocks it out of you. It's so difficult. You've got to keep trying, you know... And he's not been used to losing like he has been, and he's found it difficult to handle, you know, like all managers. Yeah. I mean, we've seen it over the years. We've seen massive changes in managers, you know, the way that Arsene Wenger, when he first went to Arsenal, the first season, I remember reading about him many times, how he sat there like a chess professor, never moved, just studied the game. Fantastic, they were winning every week, you know, the Invincibles and whatever. When they started getting beat, he was like a madman, jumping up and down, shouting and screaming, throwing water bottles. It changes you. Losing it's not easy, and I think that was probably a big change in him, Ali, you know?
I just think people have got to understand that this happens in football. You can't... Yes, they got in the Champions League final, and probably didn't kick on as much as, you know, the fans or people thought they would, but I don't think it was just about, you know, the qualities of the manager. I think there's probably deeper stuff that goes into that in terms of maybe the players he wanted or, you know, the players that wanted to leave. So at times it is difficult as a manager, but yeah, I think, is it the right time? Who knows? We've just got to wait and see how Jose did. But I assume and think the fans and the players will miss him because of the great job he did.
It never, ever surprises me, because when you think you know about this game and you know everything that's going on, everything, how it's going to unfold and how it works... It never happens like that. It's brilliant. It's absolutely. It's football. I love it.
Pochettino is toxic for the football club. Absolutely toxic. I see these players and they're all over the place. Eriksen and Vertonghen, what's happened there is an absolute disgrace.
But I'm absolutely devastated, boys. I can't believe it.
I think it's the players. It's all to do with money. All to do with money. They want more money. The players are greedy.
Pochettino and... realised maybe it was time he moved on. I think it's left a bit of a bad taste in all their mouths the way Levy's obviously done it.
He doesn't care about the club. It's just all about the cash. All about the cash room. Him and Joe Lewis. It's all about the money.
In 2019, we've got the worst loss record in existence in the Premier League for any club in all competitions.
But I always sort of, sometimes I found he sort of struggled to install the plan B if plan A weren't going well.
He took us to the Champions League final. He made us dream. He made us realise that the impossible is possible.
He's just got sacked. He was getting £7 million a year. He had the easiest job in world football.
I think the main thing is Levy, you know, he didn't back him. There was no money.
It has become stale. It's become atrocious. The players don't seem to be playing for the manager.
But I'm still trying to get through this mourning phase in a minute.
I'm absolutely over the moon. Absolutely over the moon. I've been a Tottenham supporter for over 50 years. Pochettino was absolutely clueless, in my opinion. Absolutely clueless. He never knew his strongest team. He changed it from week in and week out. At least you got, you know, Mourinho now, who was an absent out-and-out winner. Could not be more excited.
Colin, on June the 1st, he took you to a Champions League final.
And we never turned up. He played Harry Kane in the final, who'd been out for 3 or 4 months. He never took... Why play him? Mm. The only reason he played him, because it was desperate. He was desperate. And if he'd have won it, like he said before, he would have walked away.
Jason, big Spurs fan, you're through to us. How are you, mate?
I'm absolutely livid, Jim. Absolutely livid. We need Levy out of that club now. 12 managers, a net spend of £5.4 million a season. It's a disgrace. And I tell you what, Ericsson, Rose, Alderweireld, Vertonghen, Aurier, get out of our club now. Get the kids in. We've got a young kid, Tanganga, who's going to be an absolute superstar, centre-half. Get those kids in. Poch had enough credit in the bank for us. Over Spurs, we were talking about this in the boozer at Sheffield, before Sheffield United. We didn't care if we didn't qualify for even the Europa League this year, as long as he was given money to re-spend and rebuild.
I can hear this in your voice, Jason. This has really got to you, hasn't it?
Fuming, absolutely raging about this. Get Levy and get Joe Louis out of our club. All they want is they want an NFL club in London. If we're going to get rid of Pochettino, get in someone similar to him. Get in Nagelsmann from Leipzig. After what he's done in Germany, he's sensational. I know he's only 32, but he's done it on NAFL money as well. And he brings through the youth. You're talking about Zlatan. How would that sound if you're Troy Parrott and all of a sudden you get Zlatan in? How would that sit with you? If you're a superstar... If your dad of a potential superstar who's going to sign for Tottenham, would you go and sign for Tottenham now?
This has virtually reduced you to tears, Jason, hasn't it? I can hear it.
I'm so angry. When does Levy start taking accountability for his actions? 12 managers. So they're all rubbish. But he's one of the top paid directors in this country. In this country. The only defender who can hold his head up high this season is Davinson Sanchez. The rest of them look like they're just jogging out on a Saturday afternoon. They're a disgrace, not just to their shirt, but to their profession. Absolute disgrace.
You don't think they're giving their all?
No way. Danny Rose coming out and saying, I've got 18 months, you think I'm going anywhere? Get him in the under-23s, get him Ben Davies, or bring in one of the kids, anyone who will play for that shirt.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Completely surprised, obviously. Way underachieving this season, where they are in the league. But what he's done for the last 5 years, you think he would have a little bit more credit in the bank to
to give him time till the end of the season at least to try and get where they're striving for, and that's minimum Champions League.
Yeah.
They're still in the Champions League. They're going to qualify out the group stages of that. 14th in the Premier League is not where Spurs need to be.
But only 3 points off fifth. But only points off fifth. I'm with you. You know, I think this... Well, look, Daniel's made the decision, but that surprised me. That is pushing the button, the panic button, really early for me.
And Daniel makes big decisions. And he believed that that was a decision that he could only make. And obviously, Jose, the special one coming in, what an appointment.
I tell you, guys, we're sitting here saying, you know, that we're all surprised, right? And there is an element of surprise. But the fact of the matter is, Michael, I said to Alan, the results, particularly in the league in 2019, have been poor.
Very poor. And even before the Champions League final, when Pochettino came out and said, look, if I win it, it could be it. Those signs, I thought, it's a strange comment.
Yeah.
You know, because what he's done, what he's built, the players he's brought on, he's made the majority of them players. Yes, the quality that they've had, but he's given them the opportunity. He's made them world-class players. And he's had a project, and he's worked on that project, and he's got them in the Champions League. He's got them fighting for the Premier League. Yes, they haven't won something, and that is a major concern. And that's maybe why Daniel and Joe Lewis have turned to Jose Mourinho.
Now, just to finish, do you know that what was the result? 3-0. 3-0. Do you know what this means? 3-0.
The inevitable, sacked in the morning, was ringing out for a good 5 minutes from the Spurs fans, all aimed at Jose Mourinho. They don't know what to read into this. He stood in front of the Stretford end, Jose Mourinho, and is applauding the fans that are still here.
But also mean 3 premierships, and I won more premierships alone than the other 19 managers together. 3 for me and 2 for them.
Mourinho at Tottenham, no thank you. I won't even buy a Spurs shirt again.
I think I'm a special one. Please don't call me arrogant, because what I'm saying is true.
The last person that you need there, I think, is it. It's just the wrong fit.
When I retired, on 75 years old, I got to be a pundit and to defend Chelsea on television.
Thinking about bringing in Mourinho, I think he plays totally anti-Tottenham football.
He's a club destroyer, guys.
Respect, 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 man, respect.
I think it's the timing, you know, as well as anything that's shocked everyone. You know, why would you not do it? If you were going to do this, surely then you'd do it at the start of the international break. You know, it's clear the players didn't know what was going on. No one had an inkling of it happening. I think, you know, it's a timing as such. I think, and maybe the appointment itself. I know, you know, the vision under Pochettino was never that, if you like. It was more to it. It was the fact that the academy were producing players that were then having the pathway into the Tottenham team and the England team. And now you feel that may be discarded.
Probably a little bit shocked, to be honest. You know, obviously, being he was a Chelsea man, and then, of course, he went to Man United, and now he's back. So, yeah, a little bit shocked, but appreciate the work he did, obviously, at Chelsea and you know, what he tried to do at Man United. And it's going to be a tough test for him, something different for him, obviously. But, yeah, I think he'll do well. You know, he's a great coach, a great manager. I feel sorry for Poch, to be honest, because I thought he was doing a great job. Admire him as a young and an aspiring coach. But, yeah. I'm in shock a bit, but you know, he said he wanted to come back and work, and I think it's a great job to take for him, to be honest.
Can you see him winning? He's won everywhere else. Can you see him winning something and soon at Tottenham?
Yeah, they've got the players. I think they had a good style of playing. You know, they respected their manager and, you know, kind of bought into his philosophy. And yeah, I don't see why not. Whether it's going to come sooner rather than later, that's obviously, of course, that's going to be the question people are going to ask. But I think, no, with his qualities and his experience, and, you know, he knows how to win. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of develops.
He's a smart bloke, so he'll know what's needed to do. He knows that he's walking into a job where, yes, the supporters want a team that wins.
Mm.
Our expectation levels are not as high as some of the clubs that he's managed. I think it's a slightly different proposition, but hopefully Jose will be, I'm pretty sure, yeah, smart enough, intelligent enough to know the type of club he's moving into. Yes, we want to win games. We'd love to win trophies as supporters, but we want to go there and enjoy ourselves.
Now, I know he's already an established player, But a player like Harry Winks at Tottenham in the youth, would he get the opportunity under Mourinho? I would say no. You look at Mourinho and think, has he gone in there without having a really big war chest? He'll have agreed a lot of money to spend. Them young lads who are 18, 19, 20, hoping to get that step up, see you later. I wouldn't be very hopeful at all if I was them players.
Yeah, I think it's exciting, Jim. Obviously, he's been out there game for a while. And I think there's a lot of potential in the squad that he'd like to work with. So I think everyone at Tottenham will be very happy this morning.
Glenn, does it depend on the Mourinho they're getting? What is the Mourinho they're getting? I mean, when you think of when he was in the last throes of Manchester United, Tottenham fans won't welcome that Mourinho, will they?
No, of course not. But I think Mourinho has developed over the years when obviously I worked with him. I think he'd be going in there with a lot softer feet. And I don't think he'd be trying to ruffle as many feathers as he usually does in the first few weeks. So I think he'd be a slightly more gentle Mourinho. And I think he'd try his best to get to know the players slightly more.
I think, Glenn, there'll be uproar, will there not, if he gets funds that Pochettino was denied?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, most managers, when they get sacked or move on, they usually feel hard done by if that sort of thing happens. And obviously, let's not forget, Pochettino is a top manager, and if they're not gonna back him with the players he wanted to sign, then it'd be a bit harsh on him if they automatically gave Mourinho just an open checkbook.
And Glenn, finally, unlike Pochettino, do you think Tottenham are now going to win something under this guy?
Yeah, I think they will win. You know why? Because, like I say, I know what Mourinho's like, and he will know straight away they can't win a Premier League straight away. They're not going to win a Champions League. So he will put all his eggs into you know, the League Cup and the you know, the Carabao Cup. So that can be a quick way of earning a cup and letting the lads understand what it's like to lift a trophy. So I'd be surprised if he didn't play his strongest team in every round he gets next year.
It's going to go the same way it's always gone. Maybe season, 18 months. There's no progression. He'll leave us where he finds us now, in a toxic situation at 14th, because that's why he'll go. For all the reasons he's coming in, is the same reason that he'll go, that the relationship between him and the chairman will go south, probably when he wants to sign a 32-year-old Portuguese centre-half for 200 grand a week.
He might not fancy them as players. He might think, hang on, yeah, fine, you can go, son. Come January, we're moving. We'll have one or two. Listen, he's associated with a lot of big hitting agents who will, you know, the George Mendes of these as well. But they'll have players that they'll be looking to pull in one or two, three players. And he might think, okay, son, you can move on. I've got him coming. He'll be doing his own work already, looking to bring a few in.
Harry, if he's got money to spend, does that tell us that Poch had money to spend, didn't want to spend it, or
maybe,
or was it not available to him, but they're going to give it to Jose?
Do you know, but I've said, Alan, many times, I think Tottenham, it was difficult to spend money there. You looked at the squad, they had international, four fullbacks, all internationals, centre-halves, midfield players. People kept saying they need cover for Harry Kane, but where'd you go and get a top centre-forward and you tell him you're going to come in, son, but you ain't going to play. You're going to be sitting on the bench. You'll play when Harry's not fit. It was difficult to go and buy players, I think. You know, he bought a midfield player in, 68 million or whatever, you know, in the summer. But he's in and out the team. The squad is good. I think they've got an incredible squad there. They've just suddenly, for whatever reason, it's been 24, 25 games. They've averaged a point a game, roughly, in the last 24, 25 games, which is relegation, form, really, when you look at it.
Every manager who's worked with Daniel Levy, he's a hard businessman. He's hard to work with. But wow, does he do the best for the football club in what he believes. But fans, they want to see trophies. And if anyone can do it, Jose Mourinho can, because his record speaks for itself. Everywhere he's been, he has done that.
So, Michael, West Ham on Saturday over at the London Stadium, live on TalkSport. And then December's interesting. He goes to Old Trafford, then it's home to Chelsea, two of his old clubs.
Oh, unbelievable. You know, you see Sunday, two teams struggling for form and winning games. West Ham after having a good start. London Derby, it's a big game, and obviously Jose Mourinho's first game in charge. You speak about him going to Manchester United, and then Chelsea, clubs
certainly Chelsea, where what he did and achieved and won was incredible. Coming up against him as a player, you were always up against it. It's great to see him back in the manager's job, because he's a character. He's what football, everyone in football wants to see, because his enthusiasm, his character, is going to be entertaining seeing him at Spurs, and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. But I do want to say, Maurizio Pochettino, he's done for the last 5 years is absolutely incredible.
He's a winner. I didn't think it would happen. Mourinho likes money, but obviously he can coach people, and he can get winning teams, and he can get, you know, he can win trophies. He's won trophy at every club he's been to. So that's the next stage. You know, we have the best stadium. We have the best training facilities. Now we need to win trophies. And the chairman's thought, right, OK, we're going for the best. And, you know, it looks bright. People I've spoken to today have been very excited about it. Can he deliver what nobody else has done for the last 10 years?
I think this is the biggest signing we're going to make in the last century since we bought Breezy from AC Milan.
Well, that's it for another TalkSport Daily podcast. I mean, that is it. That really is it. There is nothing left on it. You know, like when you used to get your old video cassettes and your mum used to record like the gentle touch and it would finish and the credits would roll up and then it would cut into the show before that was on it and you go, oh, what's the end of Bullseye? This would be good. That's it. That won't happen on this podcast. That genuinely is where it ends. So thanks as always for taking the time to download it and listen. And of course, you can subscribe on Acast and Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I've never actually said that before. I've got a piece of paper in front of me with those words on, but I quite like that. Subscribe on Acast, Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Until the next one, have a good one. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.